Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't have I'm on the board,
sorry.
But it's, something's not working. But yes. If I can hear you,
okay,
then.
For me, no, I'm using my sister's telephone because I was in a conference call for my, you know, like my country, some people, and I said, I can do that. You know, I left them, and then because my telephone is, they are in there, and then I said, let me call in the conference call
okay.
That the Ziga bar
okay.
Is there. It's okay, try it. If it's working,
right now,
that's
for
good.
For reason, on the board, the
mm-hmm.
music that's supposed to play, things aren't showing. And they, if there's technical things, they're not able to help you because
know.
Of the holiday. But anyway, hi.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to start talking. Hi.
Okay.
Welcome. It's America Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young. And joining us today as our guest will be Dr. Faduma Adol and
mm-hmm.
Selena Lindsay. Both are on the line. Today's topic is going to be Zika virus. Is it out of control? Some of the things I want to mention ahead of time, Zika virus was first believed to exist in other countries outside of the United States. The first known cases were brought into the United States by individuals carrying the virus. We now know this is no longer true. How fast is Zika virus spreading in the United States? How safe is our blood bank? Is donated blood being tested for Zika virus? This is another hot topic we will be talking about today. If you want to join us on the line, make comments, or just listen, you can call 858-769-4936. Okay, how fast is Zika virus spreading in the United States? Right now, the top places where it's here in the United States, Florida now has 507 cases. California has 152. New York has 625 new cases. Texas has 136. Georgia, 69. Massachusetts, 65. New Jersey, 91 cases. Pennsylvania has 90. 49 states in the United States has been reported to have Zika virus. If you are pregnant and do not travel, they tell you not to travel to certain places, such as Brazil, Mexico, South America, Puerto Rico, the Caribbean. So there's places where it's very hot. Some of the symptoms are fever, rash, joint pain, conjunctivitis, pink eye, and other symptoms, and that may include muscle pain, headache. Zika virus symptoms may last up to a week, remain in the body, in the blood, rather, of an infected person 1 week. Testing for the Zika, they normally give you a blood or urine test, and that confirms Zika infection. Treatment, there's no specific medicine for the Zika virus as I speak right now. In South Florida, the Florida Department of Health has stated two areas, Miami, Dade County, the Zika virus is spreading by mosquitoes born. Spread of the Zika virus. The mosquito is spreading the virus. So it's no longer just being brought in by a human being, but it's here in the mosquitoes, and people are getting bit by the mosquitoes. So we now have what they call mosquito transmission of the Zika virus in Florida, and also in Cayman Islands, that's located south of Cuba, northeast of Costa Mesa. So how safe is our blood bank? We're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to talk about some of the things the FDA or Federal Drug Administration is doing about to help what's going on. Okay, hello, Dr. Faduma Adol. Okay, go ahead, inform us of some of the things you already know that's going on.
Yeah, is really, this is a devastating disease because the problem is no vaccine yet, and then no treatment. It really is a nightmare. And then the other thing, the worst of all is like a, it's like a affecting especially you like pregnant women and their unborn child, like the fetus, especially is attacking like a nervous system in the brain, especially in the brain, which is really, really devastating because like the children, they will be handicapped, you know, like and then it's really, really is a nightmare of like in the medical history, believe me, you know, like, and we don't know even how much seed. I didn't know even that much, like how many seed is already like spreading, you know, like and it's spreading so quick. This virus in Paris was discovered like in the forest of and Uganda. That's what they call like a forest, Ziga forest. That's why they after that was 1947. But
wow.
You know, like it wasn't, yeah, 1947, first time when they discovered, but wasn't like this, you know, like affecting in human being, you know, like but nowadays how many that we are seeing and it's really, really some countries they are thinking, you know, like to stop for a while to get pregnant until like they know better about this disease, because nobody, the only thing that we know is just a virus and spread it by mosquito, and then, you know, like it's not enough even like long sleeves or whatever, because mosquito are everywhere, you know, like for example, right. This is not only like a sexually transmitted disease that you can use prevention or you like abstinence. That's mean like wherever you go, it can be there, and then it's really very scary thing, like a childbearing age, woman or man, anybody. Nobody wants that their children having handicapped children, right? It's really, really very devastating. That's why some countries, they are thinking, like they're telling people to stop until, to stop to get pregnant, until, you know, like they know better, like about this disease, until we can get like a treatment or even a vaccination or something. And that's going to take like a little while. So I really feel sad as a person, you know, like as a medical doctor, it's a really very frustrating thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it
is.
It seems like this one's going to be a lot worse than the HIV because
it is.
HIV,
you can tell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
It seems like this one will be out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Selena, did you want to add to this?
Well, I think I'm going to go on the other side of the fence and be an advocate. As we well know, you know, CDC often tells us things, and very often, even on this particular radio show, we have pointed out the fact that they've known about certain kinds of things for a very, very long time. And personally, myself, the switch in venue that is not people, that is the mosquitoes, I think it's both, because what happens is you get people that travel into the United States. Of course, the mosquito gets the blood of people that that are already infected, and then take that blood and infect somebody else. And they're having a very, very hard time with figuring out what type of treatment that they're going to be able to come up with to do anything with it, because it's variating.
Yes, they took a long time.
And
now that thing is, looks like it's exploding. Because I remember when we first talked, had our first show that we talked about Zika virus, you know, I was just saying 10 cases and things like that. Now I'm saying hundreds of cases. That's just here in California. And then yet in some of the other places like New York and some of the other places that I've already mentioned, it's at, you know, wow, it's already between Florida and New York, you're already going out of control. That's for the ones that they've been able to document. And then you know there's cases where it's undocumented, because the average person do not go to the doctor when they show these symptoms. They may treat it like it's, oh, I'm just sore from exercise, oh, I'm just getting old, you know. People get conjunctivitis or pink eye. People get fevers. They get rashes. People have joint pain.
People, Yeah, some people are, some people are asymptomatic, you know, like they don't have symptoms at all, you know, especially
mm-hmm.
young people, you know. Yeah, that's also like a, you don't know who has and who doesn't. And then
yes,
I would say, women before they get pregnant, better they check their partner and them, their urine analysis or serum, you know, like if they have it, you know, like that would be better. Because sometimes
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have any symptoms. For that reason, you know, like a woman of childbearing age, if they are planning to get pregnant, first check them, like if they have it in their serum or in their urine analysis. And their partner too, you know. So
mm-hmm.
in that case, then if they are negative, then go ahead and do it, and then don't travel and don't go, and then, you know, just lucky. And we don't know how big is gonna get this, you know, like how, like more, you know, like now, like sporadic, like small areas, you know, like it can be a pandemic, you know, like
mm-hmm.
So that's the most fearful one, yeah.
Yeah, and it's strange, you know. It's been at least, what, a year? Obama last year had suggested funding for the Zika virus,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's going to take money, and all his efforts were turned down,
mm-hmm.
You know, about funding this particular virus. This one, to me,
mm-hmm.
is far worse than some of the others that's been out there, only because you're talking about mosquitoes. We're not talking about, you know, having sex. We're talking about mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's more devastating, you know, doing aerial spraying and all of that.
Well, I can remember when mosquitoes were the cause of yellow fever. And in terms of
yeah.
funding, anytime the government is involved, it's sort of like talking about automobile accidents. How many people have to die before you put up a signal light?
Right, you're right, and that's where we're cheating this. I love that analogy.
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
going to put up the street lights, or we're going to put up getting rid of the mosquitoes after the fact, not before the fact.
That's the point. And it's just on a rampage, and though personally I feel that in California, it's how do we say any death is at a minimum. But
mm-hmm.
we have to realize that we do have a serious drought, and that where mosquitoes mate at is in water. So
mm-hmm.
some of the suggestions for people is, number one, don't keep any stagnant water outside of your house. If you have a dog, cover it. If you have fish tanks, cover it, because
mm-hmm.
they use these places to mate and breed. And unfortunately, one of the major things we have in California is a swimming pool, because it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people, they already usually put a sufficient amount of chlorine in the water.
Mm-hmm.
That somewhat discourages them for utilizing your pool as a motel. We have to take these simple things into consideration, is to not leave around stagnant water. So that, you know, breeding can be held to a minimum. In other states where there's plenty of water, such as Texas, and one of the reasons why I believe that in places like Miami and Tampa and all of these different places that is so prevalent and the numbers are statistically higher is because of the water. And because
mm-hmm.
of the area, it's mostly tropical, and that's perfect. It's perfect for breeding.
Right. And then the other thing that's going to continue to cause the spread of this disease, unfortunately, is paralleling what they did with the HIV, is the blood bank itself. In July the 28th of 2016, the Food and Drug Administration temporarily halted the blood donated. That was in Florida. But, I mean, it came to a stop because the virus has not been tested at these blood banks. The other thing that that's alarming, it says blood collection establishment, like here in the United States, they may choose now or in the future to participate in testing. So should
mm-hmm.
all blood collection agency test blood for Zika virus? If you're going to stop something, yes. because you're going to get people that show no signs and symptoms donating your blood. If you're not testing that blood for the Zika virus, it's like suicide. Why are they doing this? And it's still that way as I speak now, because on August the 8th, in August the 29th, 2016, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration recommended, listen to those words, recommended, meaning we're going to have to legislate this into law. They recommended on Friday, this past Friday, that all blood donated in the United States and its territories be tested for the Zika virus in order to prevent the virus from spreading. They said recommended. There's no law making them. That's a human
tragedy. Well, I think this runs parallel to what I said earlier about the streetlights.
Right.
So until they have enough boxes and enough people that are not with us any longer, then they'll figure out what they need to do. And unfortunately, it may have to be one of the people that's in legislature, one of their relatives, that they get any sense of. Most of the time, the bills
you got it. That's what would happen. And then now we'll make sure any place where they're donating blood, they should be required, not recommend. That is suicide. Why are they saying recommend? It should be mandatory.
Yeah.
Like they mandatory those immunization shots for the preschoolers and the young kids. Why aren't they mandatory the blood supply people to test for Zika virus? Why do we have such high numbers in New York? And we all know that those numbers are really higher than that. Those are just the reported case. And we have no way of knowing the unreported cases because the person didn't go in to be tested.
Yeah, what about the children who already get a transfusion blood before even they knew in this Zika virus coming, you know, like maybe already they have in their system, you know, like that's so unfortunate too. You know, like it's nobody's fault, but it's so if somebody already get in the blood, like, you know, before they start, like, and checking the people who are donating blood, it's so unfortunate. And I hope, like, maybe no number in there. That's what my prayers are. Yeah.
Yeah,
I need a transfusion, going in surgery or for any reason or leukemia or whatever, you know, like people need blood transfusion for so many reasons, and before they were checking like HIV, hepatitis B, but nobody would know it's Zika virus and it was there, you know, like, and hopefully and then that would be, you know, like, more devastating.
Yeah. Because right now, as we speak, none of the blood donation places are required to test for the Zika virus. It's not mandatory. If they want to, they can.
Yeah.
It has to be a mandatory. I don't see how that can be, an optional thing or a recommendation. No, it should be mandatory.
Yeah.
I can see the protocol that's obviously related to other things that are going on in the news, such as talking about, Flint in the water. It's because where these things are occurring is poor people.
Right.
But the moment somebody in Hollywood
this one's going to hit poor, middle class, and wealthy.
Well, we know what it's going to do.
The Zika virus
will not respect who you are.
Yeah. Doesn't discriminate.
You see,
you're blind,
they bite you.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be a pocketbook. This is one no different than HIV. HIV didn't care if you were poor, middle class, or wealthy.
But at least HIV, it depends on your behavior. You know, like this one doesn't have nothing to do with your behavior. You are innocent bystander, and you can get it, you know. Yeah.
You just happen to be where the mosquito is.
And it's
spreading
because
from the first time I even talked about it and looking at the numbers now, I says, wow, it sure went up fast. It didn't even go up slowly. So, women shouldn't be getting pregnant.
Yeah, that's some country like Puerto Rico, Jamaica, and Dominican Republic, and that's what they're saying, you know, like, and they're saying until we find out something, you know, like, some better or treatment or vaccine, please don't get the pregnancy. Just they advising, they don't saying exactly, you know, the mandatory, but it's some of the advice, you know, like, some countries saying that, yeah. But that's sad,
so.
And there will be a gap of generation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
between
just
the generations, there will be a gap, yeah.
So the answer to that one question I asked, how fast is Zika virus spreading here in the United States? Fast. You got an unprotected blood bank. You know, that
I think fast enough.
You don't know if they're testing or not because they leave it optional. There's not aerial spreading because, oh, it's not here. So we have to wait, play the waiting game and find the mosquito and say, oh, well, here's the mosquito. Now we can spray. Look what happened in Florida. That's a
well,
good example.
I also think there are other things that need to come into play with more scrutiny. Number one, you know, because I'm in the business of transportation of refrigerated goods or fruits and vegetables, when you start to talk about fruits and vegetables that come from Brazil and come from, you know, bananas, apples, oranges, all these kinds of things that come from South America, they come here with a mosquito in it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So when they're transporting those fruits and vegetables from their country, they're bringing in mosquitoes?
Bringing in the mosquitoes.
But they don't know.
Don't
it's just like mosquitoes everywhere. It just hides in there, you know, like nobody knows that they are in, you know. They are
well,
so small and they are everywhere.
With that, then.
Yes, bugs and rodents are always transported on the transportation. I mean, they're on the plane. They're inside of the containers. They always have owls and bats and around there, and they have mosquitoes.
I better stay indoors and go nowhere. That's horrible. Shouldn't there be an inspection of things before they transport it?
Well, in fact, I even have a client that sent me a picture last week of a mosquito inside of some grapes, which I won't name the store that he got them from, but he's clearly saying, I'm not going back in there anymore. I'll get my food from Bond. And when he took it back to the house, they hushed him up. And he called me.
Was authorities called to capture what he saw?
They wanted the picture and everything. And guess what? The mosquitoes also kind of have a little bit of a cloaking device. They look so close to looking like, because the color of them are kind of brownish, they look like the vine.
Can you tell me what city this is in? I know that's where the next outbreak will be.
Yeah. I'll tell you later, but I'm not going to say that on radio. And I'll also send you.
Yeah,
over.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's here. Eventually,
it's here.
They can't hide it. It's here.
And I'm telling you,
49 states have the virus. And most of those are supposed to be, this is what they're telling us right now, supposed to be, the person came from overseas. Eventually, they're not going to be able to keep saying that.
Well, where
see, now you can't say
it. So
that's probably how Florida ended up with theirs.
They're bringing it in here. They're bringing
it in through our foods. That's horrible.
Yes,
that's really bad.
It's bringing it down to the room table.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there.
That's alarming.
But we are not sure if those mosquitoes are like the one that they call like Aedes. They call like Aedes, the name of this particular mosquito is Aedes. They have to analyze. It can be any other mosquito, you know. Yeah.
That's why they
because
said this one
will
be out of control.
Special one, yeah. Yeah.
That's why it was already predicted this one would be far worse than HIV.
All the kind of mosquito don't carry like this Zika virus, but a special mosquito, Aedes, they call Aedes. I don't know how to pronounce, but They say
yeah,
I'm
pronouncing
yeah.
it right.
Yeah.
That's the name of the mosquito that transports the virus.
Yeah.
That is so alarming. I sure don't like what you said, Selena, either.
Well, it's just
Wait,
the way it is.
Has anyone thought about it?
Well, whenever we take considerations with an outbreak of anything, then we have to consider, really, what are all of the other means of how they're getting here? They're getting here because, obviously, they like fruit and vegetables and flowery-smelling stuff because that's where they got the hookup. They made that. And you know, that's they get their food. And that's one of the reasons that they're so reluctant to really go after, because how do you deal with a mosquito?
Yeah. That makes sense. What you're saying,
that's
even worse than people traveling there and getting, because with the fruit or flowers or vegetables, you know, like, that's even more faster, you know, like a more number will come in,
And, you know, environmentalists and EPA, they don't want to hear about no more planes flying, spraying stuff. You know, their favorite stuff they took off the market, which was that DDT. You know, that's what they would do when there was mosquitoes years ago, was just fly through the air and fly over the city and, you know, start spraying. Mm.
They got to do something.
Well, they got to figure it out because, and on top of that, I suggest there are other contributable contributions, such as the way we handle our sewer. When you go to these sewer treatment plants, you can drive along for a half a mile. That thing is wide open. Ain't nothing covering it. Mosquitoes and flies mate on. That's their favorite stuff.
We have
and so
a mess.
They really have a task in front of them, and that's why they don't want to talk about it, because you can't, as they say, take a finger and you know, start pointing at somebody and say, okay, you. I regret the fact that every time we have something that comes out, the first name that comes up is third world countries, and it starts with Africa. That's sad.
Well, the Zika virus was originally the first doctor that noticed or was able to say something about that virus. It was in Uganda. It was not here.
Yeah, they
add
the name. The forest name is Zika. That's why they named after that forest, you know, like in 1947,
So it's been around a long time. And it's probably affected babies for a long time.
No, but wasn't pathogen, like, you know, like it was like a long time and we didn't see it. And nowadays how we're seeing like macrocephalic and encephalic and babies, you know, like because the virus they shed, you know, like they change each time, you know, like their gene, you know, like it's changing, you know, like that time I think it was like a dengue, like a yellow fever. That the same virus that used to cause like a yellow fever is causing now the Zika virus. That means the virus changed. It is genome,
and,
you know, like a changing and becoming like this.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I suggested earlier, is there's so many changes and mutations. It's getting to be
mutation,
really
exactly.
The vaccine for
that's
the flu.
That's the exact
it's,
word, yeah.
It changes every year, and they don't know what the heck to use on.
Hi, for anyone listening in, we've been talking about the Zika virus. Is it out of control? And other things that go along with the virus, anything from the symptoms to, you know, them, are they testing the blood from all the places that draw blood to what's happening here in the United States? Are we going to reach pandemic quickly because of what's happening? This is Paulette Young, your host, and you're on the line with Dr. Fadumah Adol, along with Selena Lindsay. Selena, we have a few minutes left. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Okay, my organization is called SHARE, which means Social Hazards Awareness and Research and Education. which is only one of the organizations which I work for, and we're going to try to do this very, very quickly. One of the other very, very large organizations that I am a sit on the board of directors is Sowing Seeds for Life, which is located at 350 North Arrow Highway, and the phone number there is 909-357-5777. And what we do there is that we're currently now up to feeding approximately 8,000 people a month. Anybody that has needs, please contact Sowing Seeds for Life. And I'll mention one more because there's just a roll of them. But I'd like to mention also Fresh Start Ministries, which helps with drug addiction and teenage problems. And it's headed by Mr. Richard Hernandez. And you can reach him by calling area code 909-630-2662.
Thank you. And you can join us in the broadcast again on Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. All right, we'll be on the air again next Monday. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.